Vanessa Lee is the founder of The Things We Do, a top injector, and a trusted authority in the world of beauty and skincare. Now, she's hosting a podcast. Join her as she covers all the things we do for beauty, best kept secrets, and weird shit included.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to introduce to you guys someone I love. So she's so near and dear to my heart. You guys don't understand because she keeps it real. This is Kirby Johnson. She's one of the most sought after digital beauty editors. You've probably seen her on Pop Sugar. She was there for 8 years,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
Pop Sugar, Elle, Glamour. Basically everything and everybody in the beauty industry knows who she is. I've been following her for the longest time, and she just, I mean, you're Texan, I'm Southern at heart, I feel like, so I just get this woman. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my God, Bea, thank you. Everything that you've just said about me, I could say the exact same thing about you. But I feel like we obviously connected over Instagram digitally.
Yes.
Yeah. So we like felt each other on this deep digital level. And then yes. We actually met in real life, do you remember?
Yes,
at
I do.
At the Urban Decay.
I got so sloshed at that fucking party.
It was so much fun. You were in your garb and I was
a
like,
voodoo witch.
Yes! You, oh my God, you so
super
were.
Super into witches.
And I was like, oh, I was Dolly Parton, obviously.
Yes, you were!
Obviously.
And I recognized her immediately.
And I was like, Vanessa? And yes. Then we just hit it off.
So. Yeah, and then we became friends IRL.
Yeah.
And that's what happens this day and age, I feel like.
Agreed.
Okay, so let's get to it. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Okay, so how did the Kirby Johnson story begin? So I want to know, like, when you were a kid, did you know that you were going to end up doing something, like, with what you do now in your career?
I knew I was going to always move to Los Angeles, and I knew I was going to work on camera.
How did you know that?
I wanted to be Julia Roberts hardcore growing
yes,
up.
Yes, Julia.
Yeah, so she's like the OG for me.
Sweetheart.
Yes, and I loved how she made me feel when I watched her. I'm like, I want to make people feel like that. But my mom was a cosmetologist, so I immediately grew up being in love with all things beauty, hair, makeup, skincare. I read Allure magazine religiously.
Yes, same.
And I also just had this passion for Los Angeles and Hollywood, and I knew I needed to move to LA to achieve what I wanted to on camera. Mm-hmm. I actually have this little poster that in second grade our teacher was like, you know, it was like, who are you? What do you want to be when you grow
yes.
up? And it was like, I didn't even write like what I wanted to be when I grew up. I just drew the Hollywood sign.
That's amazing.
And it was like, I have it in my house right now. My boyfriend's like,
how old were you at the time?
Like second grade. So I truly knew what I wanted to do. And I think that actually kind of helped me get to like this goal that I had
yes.
because I envisioned it for my entire life, basically.
Yeah, that's so interesting how ingrained it was in you at such a young age.
Yeah.
Because you guys might know from my social media, but I have 2 kids.
Yeah.
My son Kenny is a second grader, and he doesn't even fully understand that dinosaurs are extinct. I asked him recently, I was like, so son, what do you think you want to be when you grow up? Just like feeling it out so that I could help support whatever it is that he feels like he's called to do.
Totally.
And he goes, I want to be a knight in shining armor. And I was like, you clearly don't know. I'm like, cool, that's great.
Wait.
But like the fact that you knew that at such a young age is huge. Okay, so you were at Pop Sugar for
yes.
8 years.
Yep.
And you recently, earlier this year, just left in June.
Yeah.
So what has been the momentum like for you now? What is this second life for you now at this point? Because it's so different, I would imagine.
Exactly. I love that you call it a second life because that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
But like there was like before Pop Sugar and then after Pop Sugar,
yes.
right? Being at a company for 8 years, especially in the digital space, is kind of unheard of because people like to jump around.
Yeah.
My job was unique there in that I was hired as an on-camera beauty reporter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not just required to write for the site. I was required to produce, research my scripts, write the scripts,
mm-hmm.
and then be on camera, pull it all together, and then promote it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I almost got this business acumen just from working for this, you know, global company. And I was really worried about leaving. Not that I felt like I was doing the wrong thing, because I was on a talent contract, which is a little bit different from some beauty editors.
Right.
Usually they're just typically salary and they work in-house and that's how it goes. But because I was working on camera, you know, if like a brand comes along, I want to be able to get a piece of the pie.
Right.
So there were negotiations that had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So every 2 years they would re-up my contract, and the end of my contract was coming up in July, and they asked me in February, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And they gave me some options. They said, you could stay, we'll give you a raise. You know, you'll be locked in for 2 more years. You'll have this job security. You can either become an ambassador. There's still some exclusivity there. And then you can just go totally freelance and we'll bring you in when we think there's a good fit. Mm-hmm. I knew for me, I had to do C. I had to leave.
How did you know that?
Well, first of all, like, I couldn't grow within the company. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be vice president of being a host at Pop Sugar. Like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I knew that, like, as much as I love beauty, like, I'm not striving to be a beauty director. I'm striving to be like a showrunner or an executive producer and still work on camera. Mm-hmm. And combine my love of beauty in those things. So I felt like I needed to branch out and get the support I needed elsewhere. I'm still close with them. I still work with them. Yeah, like, I know amazing. Brian and Lisa, everybody at the studio. Like, I just actually shot my own YouTube video at Pop Sugar Studios a couple
Fantastic.
Weeks ago.
Fantastic.
So there's still, you know, there's this
That's
connection
great.
There. But I knew a few things. I'm a Capricorn. I'm really into astrology.
Oh, my gosh. So is my mom. She scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, we can be scary.
That's
really
cool,
intense.
But in the best way possible.
Yeah. And it, like, I obviously, you know this, but it depends on your chart and your other placements
yes.
as well. So I can get kind of aggro, but then I'm also, like, super emo and I cry once a day. It's like my Cancer
super
rising.
Same.
Super same. So
I cry 3 to 5 times a day. I think it's healthy because
I think
you don't
totally
have like
healthy.
A major breakdown.
Yes.
I just cried before you came because someone mentioned Beyonce and I was like, I love her so much. And then
my God.
Then one tear came out and I was like, cool. That was my like first cry of the day.
I cried listening to Defying Gravity from Wicked today on the way to shoot this with you.
You just feel things more.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's why Empaths. We can connect with
yes.
everyone. Yeah.
That's why we're doing this podcast and you're hearing it and you are visualizing it because we
cool.
want to connect with people.
Yes.
But anyways, as a Capricorn, I am very like move up the mountain, little goat.
Yeah.
And I also like to be prepared for things. So I knew financially I would be set when I left in July. I had, you know, 6 months to prepare. Even before that, I knew I was going to be leaving. So
yeah,
I had this little nest egg ready that I didn't have to worry about jumping into a new job when I left. And I was actually really worried. I'm like, I built all these relationships with these people. Mm-hmm. Are they just going to excommunicate me from this community because I'm not attached to this huge digital publisher?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I had gotten responses from, you know, the publicists that reach out to me when I left, you know, congratulating me, I was like, please just keep me in mind for your email list. Like,
of
you don't
course.
Have to send me product. I just want to know what's going on.
Of course.
And they wrote back and they were like, one thing that a lot of them said, which I was kind of surprised about, they're like, we didn't come to Pop Sugar, we came to you.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, what? Like, thank you? But also that's such a, it's a refreshing thing to hear and very validating, but also like, oh wow, okay, there's a lot of responsibility there too.
Yes.
So when I left, now after Pop Sugar, I'm finding I'm busier than I ever have been. And I tell people, like, if you have this desire and you feel confident in yourself, take the risk. Like, it was a huge risk for me to leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
from something so, with so much stability.
Yes.
Yeah.
The stability factor. That's the thing. People want stability.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants comfort and stability. I want that. But I knew I, in the long run, to achieve that, I had to leave and become uncomfortable for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
To get to where I want to go.
Oprah says, from our discomfort, that's where growth happens, right?
Yes.
The best kind of growth. So I super feel that.
Yeah, you have
okay.
to be fearful.
So from all of this that's happened and from all of your experience, tell me about a time or some kind of experience where you met someone or you were a part of an event where you were just like, oh my God, I've made it.
Oh,
I met
geez.
This person or I did this thing in my career. Like I'm here, you know, because I feel like a lot of people who start grassroots, when we get to a certain level, people are telling you, you're fantastic, you're amazing, we love you. But a lot of people, I experience this definitely, I have like imposter syndrome
yep.
sometimes where I'm like, are you sure, little old me? I'm from yep. Chino, you know, like, and it's just like, it's like one of those things. So when was there ever a time where you met someone or had to do an interview or you were a part of an event where you were just like, I have arrived?
Two moments. One was at Pop Sugar and it was when the Freeform team was
mm-hmm.
like, we love Kirby, we want to work with her.
Mm-hmm.
My dream has always been to work with Disney. I'm a big Disney fan and I just, I love the feelings that Disney evokes. Like, that's why they have the best theme parks, because
yes.
They're well run, they're clean, and they make you feel something. I always want people to feel something when I'm you know, doing my thing. So someone, I remember it was like somebody from the Freeform team was like, reached out and was like, I love Kirby Tries. I'm obsessed with you. How can we work together? And so through Pop Sugar, we had a partnership. And I did a few episodes of my series Kirby Tries with them. Mm-hmm. And then when I left, they were like, you're definitely still working with us. Yes. Like, how do we get together? Cool. So I was like, wow, this is really awesome that I'm getting involved with a company that I've always wanted to be involved with. Mm-hmm. The other, like, I think a true pinch me, like, holy crap, this is happening moment was recently. It was the beginning of October. Mm-hmm. Avino actually reached out to me at the beginning of April and said, hey, we have this event coming up. It's all about skincare and a specific thing that's going on in the skincare world. And we would love for Kirby to be a part of it and to moderate this event. And I'm like, great, you know, whatever. Like, I moderate a lot of events.
Yeah.
I love Avino. Why not?
Yes.
So they're going back
huge
and
brand.
Forth. Yeah. And they're going back and forth with my team. Mm-hmm. And they're like, so it's going to be a panel, and there's going to be Dr. Jessica Wu, who's an amazing dermatologist.
Huge.
Kim Capone, who's this lead microbiologist at Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. She is fascinating. I could spend mm-hmm. hours speaking to her. I'm like, great. And they're like, oh, yeah, and a celebrity ambassador. This is in April. I'm like, what other celebrity ambassadors does Avino have? It's Jennifer Aniston. Like, it has to be.
Oh, my God. Don't even say this.
So they didn't confirm anything to me until July. But they're like, okay, yeah, the event's going to be in October. Jennifer's going to be there. Like, we're doing this. And I'm like, okay, so I have to interview Jennifer Aniston?
Is she right up there with Julia Roberts for you?
Yes.
Because she is for me.
She is a them of all thems. Everybody knows who Jennifer Aniston is. I'm like, holy crap, Rachel Green, this is driving. I like, what? So a couple of weeks ago, like, I had to have a call with her team beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, and her team is amazing. And you know what they said to me? They go, Kirby, hi, it's, you know, so-and-so from Jennifer's team. Mm-hmm. You're going to love Jen because when you meet her, she's going to be everything you want her to be. She's warm. God. She's friendly. She gets it. I'm like, I'm used to calls that are like, listen, she knows nothing about skincare or beauty. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'm going to have to really like drive the conversation. And
reach
she just has
in
to
as far as you can to grab that.
And
info.
She has to hit, you know, or he or she has to hit those talking points that they gave him 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, no, she gets it. She loves skincare. She's going to love this.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And she did. Like, beforehand, I had to go into her, you know, room and
what was that like? Did you do like a,
I'm like, what is that? She looks beautiful. She was a vision. She was wearing like this white silk dress and she had on her glasses and she was reading, you know, the brief. And she's like, so like, what are we doing today?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we're going to talk about skincare and we're talking about the microbiome and Avino. She's like, oh, great. And then there's like a dermatologist and the microbiologist, right? I can't wait. Like she was just,
she knew she was ready.
She was asking amazing questions. The audience was like, how is she so informed?
Yes.
Like, but you can tell she cares about what she puts into her body, what she puts on her body. For everybody wondering, she looked amazing. Her face moved. Does she come to the things we do? We don't know.
I mean, I couldn't say if she did.
Exactly. But like, she looks, her face had movement. She looked 50 and she looked amazing. And I actually have talked to Sarah about this, but I hate it when people are like, you look great for 50. Okay, so are we supposed to look like, decrepit when we're 50? We're corpses?
That.
Yeah, no. Are we corpses now?
Everyone I know in the beauty industry or like just in general now, because I think there's just so much more information that we can take care of ourselves better.
Yeah.
I mean, 50 is amazing.
Hello, if you can live to 50, Laverne Cox came on our podcast, Los Angeles, and one thing she said, she's like, I'm 47, and it's like an honor to be living still, like to live another day and have lived this long. I'm like, damn, that puts things in perspective, especially from Laverne Cox, you know? So Jen was amazing. I think that was definitely like, wow, a brand hired me because they trusted me to work with someone of this caliber.
I don't
That's
even
great.
Smoke, but I feel like I have to go have a cigarette. I know. Like, that's huge. That's amazing. Okay,
I love you.
Thank you for that story.
You're
that
welcome.
Is definitely like an I've made it moment. I can't even take it. Okay, so my one question before we get to beauty bits.
We need
like,
a jingle.
It's like sweater weather. Sweaty weather. Sweater weather. Sweater weather. Okay, so you have tried and reviewed endless amounts of like products, beauty treatments, all of this stuff. I would imagine that you have around at least 3 trillion products within your like beauty closet.
But so do you.
Definitely. My question for you is, from trying all of those things, And then finding the things that you really like and love. From a beauty business standpoint in the industry, what can brands do to help stand out, or what can they do right? And then tell us also, what do you feel like brands do wrong? What's a huge don't? So give me a do and a don't to stand out to beauty editors, buyers, and retailers.
Do. Okay. Do, when you are pitching yourself or sending emails, in the subject line, put my name. I'm more likely to click something that says Kirby, whatever, whatever, instead of new brand launching. Like, I'm like, great, there's 100 of those a day. Mm. In the email, include links and photos. Include links and photos. ASMR, ASMR. Yes. Include links and photos. I get so many brands. We had a really lovely woman email us recently at Los Angeles, like, hey, I'm starting a new brand. I have this Kickstarter. There were no photos of the products. There were no links to even, like, get to the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wanted to write, you know, obviously I'm not going to give unsolicited consulting.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that, and I know nobody else does either. But she had asked, I'd been like, I would have loved to have seen some visuals and, like, been able to easily click out to see your product. Mm-hmm. Too many people don't do that.
Right.
And then in terms of, like, the actual product, honestly, I think that sometimes people think that they're ahead of the curve when they start hearing about a product with a certain ingredient here and there. Mm-hmm. But they're already, like, a year and a half behind at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to talk about CBD anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we're fatigued by it. So unless it's going to be
as,
like,
we drink our unnamed CBD drink, right?
Which
now
is actually delightful.
It's so good.
It's so good. I'm going to have to, like, you're going to have to write it down for me.
Yeah, but you're right. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And, you know, we were talking to a brand called Dr. Kirkland yesterday at an event we were moderating.
Yes, yes.
And he was saying there, you know, there's going to be, like, CBG and CBN that's coming out. And then CBV, which is, like, an appetite suppressant.
Right.
So there's different strains. Like, now I'm more interested in those things.
Yeah.
Like, please do not come to me and tell me that you have a moisturizing lipstick with CBD oil in it.
Yeah.
Yes, we know it's a moisturizer, but you're capitalizing on the fact that CBD has this connotation that it's related, you know, to cannabis. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you know, the hemp seed oil. There's also so much miscommunication. There's absolutely no regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you really want to stand out as a skincare brand specifically, mm-hmm. innovation is key for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I say this probably 3 times a week, but there are too many brands already. So you really are going to have to go the extra mile to get people to really believe in you. Also, great packaging matters. I hate to say that, but, like, if you don't have a good aesthetic, beauty brands are probably, or beauty editors are probably not going to pick it up.
Absolutely. And I think, who doesn't, I mean, there are so many other brands out there. One, it's about standing out. But two, I mean, our buyers deserve it, right?
Totally.
It's like, give me something fun to open up. Let's do a whole thing. I realized that maybe, so we do have a skincare brand for the things we do. And I realized that maybe 3 months after selling earlier this year, where I was like, this is cute, but I want it to be gorgeous and luxe. And so that new branding is coming out soon.
Ooh,
but exactly the same thought.
And I love your aesthetic just in general.
Thank you.
The shop is freaking gorgeous.
Thanks.
I mean, the logo is fabulous. I love also that it doesn't look like everything else that's out there.
Yes.
Nothing's worse than a dupe. I'm like, listen, you're definitely trying to be a copycat of Drunk Elephant at this
mm-hmm.
point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that. And I think a lot of beauty editors feel the same way, because we know these founders that created these brands. We're less likely to promote something that looks like a direct knockoff
mm-hmm.
of these brands that have really made it, you know?
Great advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're ready for Beauty Bits, where we're going to do a lightning round of questions.
Okay.
And just off the top of your head, the first answer that comes to you, just shout that out. Don't shout it because it's a podcast, but you know what I mean.
We'll blow the sound engineer's ears out.
It'll be a pop. Okay, Beauty Bits. What beauty product can you not live without?
Fresh Soy Face Cleanser.
Ooh.
It is
I've never tried it.
Okay. Fresh will hook you up, trust me.
Okay.
I'm gonna make that intro for obvious reasons. They know I love them so much.
Yes.
So I've worked with them a few different times on stuff. They're, if you want a gentle cleanser, it's not gonna strip your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's super, but it's powerful enough to remove makeup, like on camera makeup.
Yeah, super important.
So I never feel like my skin is dry or tight afterwards. I mean, listen, for cleansers, I tell people that they don't necessarily need to invest in a high range cleanser because you know you're not getting the most out of it. It's meant to just cleanse your skin. But for me, it's my holy grail cleanser, and it's $42, but I buy it.
No, it's totally worth it. Nowadays, what I'm noticing is cleansers are considered treatments.
Yeah.
Before, they were just like, oh, and I use whatever cleanser, but these are the serums or moisturizers I use afterwards.
Yeah.
And now they're definitely a thing. I totally agree. Okay. Tell me, what is the weirdest or strangest beauty tip you've ever received?
Okay, so it's not necessarily a good tip, but...
put it out there. We want to know.
I love skincare spatulas. They're really great cool. if you want to like get gunk out of your nose and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yes.
And so people have been messaging me like in the industry being like, oh, sometimes like I'll just tell people you can use a credit card instead or like the flossers.
Wild.
And I'm like, but you're a professional and you're telling them to use their dirty ass credit card.
Obviously clean off with alcohol before
yeah.
you get started. Clean off your hands. I mean, I don't condone this, but also, you know, I mean, back in the day when I first heard about using like Preparation H or some kind of like hemorrhoid cream for your under eyes, like who would have thought?
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Next question. Who is your beauty idol?
My beauty idol is probably Farrah Fawcett, Goldie Hawn.
Ooh, yeah. You were giving me those vibes when I first met you with the blown out hair.
Yes.
And everything.
I just, anybody from the 70s, really,
yeah.
I feel like I was born in the wrong decade. I would have thrived in the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Good to know. What is the worst beauty tip you've tried out?
Oh, man.
Or it could have been a product or a weird mask and it was just like not the biz.
You know, I think it's hard for me to answer this question just because I think my skin type is so different from everybody else's, mm. right? Like you don't, like, I mean, some products are just truly, oh, I know what it is.
A light bulb went off right now.
Sometimes you have to interview YouTubers like because
yeah.
their publicists work with like bigger people that
yes.
you're like trying to get to.
Yes.
So I was kind of doing a favor and a YouTuber, I asked her for her best skincare advice
mm-hmm.
and a YouTuber literally told me to use kitty litter to exfoliate my face.
What the fuck?
It was like, I was like, I can't even print this because it's like so bad. But yeah, so this is my PSA for that. Just because somebody on YouTube has a huge following doesn't mean they know what the hell they're talking about.
Yes, yes.
I love YouTubers. I love influencers. There's a bunch of them that I'm really close with. But, I mean, that doesn't mean they're experts.
I need another cigarette.
Yeah.
So funny. You, I could never imagine. And also, what was going through her mind one day when she was like, I'm going to try that out, little kitty. You know what I mean? That's
you know what
so
that
insane.
Was? That was... oh, I need
sheer
more
boredom.
Views.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I need more views. What can I do to
yeah,
get people
yeah.
talking? Ah.
The chemicals, yep. the...
what the hell is in kitty litter?
I don't know. Who? Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it at home.
Please.
I mean, we probably need a PSA. Don't do that. We're just saying, we're talking about it. We've heard of it. Don't do it,
it's
okay, guys?
A bad piece of advice.
Okay. The last thing I want to know is, what is next for you? What is going... I know that you have Los Angeles podcast. You guys have to check it out. Her and Sarah Tan are amazing.
Thank
What's
you.
Next? Tell us what we can expect from Kirby Johnson.
Okay, Los Angeles is getting bigger and bigger, so
yeah,
I feel like this is going to become
fantastic.
Thank you. And obviously you're coming on, but we're going to have more of a full-time presence at Los Angeles,
yeah.
so you'll be seeing that rolling
so
out.
So smart.
I'm working actually on a scripted beauty pilot. So for me, my next couple of months is really getting that into the right hands of an executive producer to take to network. So
yes.
fingers crossed that that happens. Also rolling out my YouTube channel and my, as I just like drag YouTubers, but my own YouTube channel and website so that people can go. I get so many questions via DM. I'm
yeah.
sure you do too.
Yes.
I just want it all in one place where I'm like, oh yeah, go search on my site. You can
yeah.
see my thoughts on this. So that's the focus, kind of making me into my own little editorial website / TV channel. So
yeah.
that's what I'm going to be working on.
I feel like naturally you're already there, but I can't imagine with now how much more so you can focus on exactly what you want to do, what it's going to blow up to be. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my gosh, I love you. Thank you for all you do. And especially like what you do for the aesthetics industry in general. I am such a huge fan. So thank you for
you
everything,
so
and thanks for having me on. And we can't wait to have you on Los Angeles.
My absolute, absolute pleasure. Okay, actually, before we go,
yes.
we have a segment called The Self-Care Club.
And I love it. Look in the camera.
Self-Care Club.
Dramatic.
And I just want to know one thing you've been doing for yourself in the past week or just recently where you've been truly setting time apart, whether it's like 1 minute or a couple of minutes, to just do something for yourself. What
I've
been
practicing my breathing
yeah.
when I wake up in the morning. I think we all take breathing for granted. I know that sounds super kind of lame, but when you take a deep breath through your nose and let it out of your mouth, you're like, wow, I'm not actually fully breathing properly.
Yeah.
So I've been just doing that, writing down three things that I'm grateful for,
yes.
which truly, I know everyone says to do that, will change your entire perspective on
oh,
your
it
life.
It really does.
And then also, like, before I go to sleep, instead of just being on my phone,
mm-hmm.
putting it away. I'm going to start practicing putting it in a different room,
yes,
and getting a different alarm clock and just kind of like zenning out so that I can fully get the best sleep that I need.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you. You're the best.
So this is it. I could talk to her for hours. Before Kirby goes, I'm going to give you a little gift from the things we do.
What?
So this is for... You're so sweet. Oh my God. That was like that laugh like from my chest. Talk about breathing correctly. This is for you.
Oh my God. I love you.
Thank you so much for coming on. This is our... This is like... Well, I'm going to let you open it up later on.
Okay.
You let me know how much you love it, or if you're like, this is trash, redo it. I'll do whatever you say.
Listen,
you know all the stuff.
If it's from you, I know that it's going to be great. So I can't wait to open it.
Okay, I love you. Thank you guys so much. Bye.